Unit 3.15, Exercise 4, page 95.
The History of the Moscow Central Circle. Construction of the Moscow Railway Circle Line, MCC, began in 1903. 5 years later, it was completed. It formed a 54-kilometer-long circular border around Moscow. Originally, it was used to transport both passengers and freight. It even had ticket offices and heated waiting rooms at the stations. Over time, only freight trains used the line. As Moscow grew and grew, the MCC turned out to be in the center of the capital. Industrial factories stopped using it, and the demand for public transport increased. It wasn't until the 21st century, though, that people began to see the true potential of the railroad. With so many traffic problems, engineers turned to the Railway Circle Line for a solution. They saw that it could encourage more people to develop the areas around it. These areas would need a fast and convenient transport system. That is where the railroad, today the Moscow Central Circle, or MCC, came in. They started running passenger trains on it. This partly solved the problem of providing public transport for the capital's former industrial areas. The MCC runs across 26 of Moscow's districts and is surrounded by 2 million people, residents of these districts. So, after many years of construction, builders finished renovating it and opened the MCC to the public on the 10th of September 2016. There are 31 stations in the MCC. You can make 17 interchanges to 11 metro stations and 10 interchanges to 9 radial railroad stations. What is more, it connected the MCC to the third interchange circle. The new generation Lastochka trains can run on the MCC. There are 42 of these trains. Each can fit up to 1,200 people and can travel up to 160 kilometers an hour without disturbing their passengers with noise. Passengers don't have to wait more than 6 minutes in peak hours for a train. What's more, it's free to change to use the metro and the MCC, because both use the same type of ticket. All stations of the MCC are built as interchange hubs. Their structure will include offices, shopping malls, shops, and cafes. A lot of the great landmarks of the city are also connected by the MCC. These include parks like Mikhalkovo, the Central Botanic Garden, VDNH, the National Park of Losiny Ostrov, and the Vorobyole Gory Nature Reserve. Today, trips across the capital have become faster and more convenient. Moscow's Central Circle is leading the way to the future.